As of September 21st, San Francisco police say that there have been more than 15,000 car break-ins, with city officials scrambling to address what has been deemed a car break-in epidemic. On September 26th, a hearing sponsored by Supervisor Dean Preston was held in order to discuss possible strategies that would limit the number of car break-ins. At the hearing, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins previously said that automobile burglary and property damage was, quote, plaguing the city. Today, Senator Scott Wiener introduced new legislation that aims at making it easier to prosecute car break-ins when such incidents occur. The legislation is modeled after Wiener's bill SB 916, which was proposed previously back in 2018 and 2019, but ultimately did not pass due to what Wiener described as procedural reasons. SB 916, sponsored at the time by former District Attorney George Gaskin, aimed to close a legal loophole Wiener claimed was hindering prosecutions for car break-in cases. Jenkins, who spoke at the press conference in support of the bill, noted how seldom car break-ins are prosecuted due in part to the, quote, open-door defense, in which victims of car break-ins have to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that their door was locked at the time of the break-in. Wiener's new law would eliminate this requirement. The San Francisco Chief of Police, Bill Scott, also spoke in support of the bill, along with Sharky Laguna, a victim advocate and president of the American Car Rental Association. At the press conference, Laguna spoke of how his business has been especially impacted by the break-ins and why he hopes the legislation will pass this time. He said that burglary has become a regular occurrence or occupational hazard doing business in the city and that all of his company's vans have been broken into at least twice. Wiener said that he plans to reintroduce the bill in January when the legislature reconvenes and that he hopes the bill will be signed into law by next year. For KPFA News, I'm Jordan Delfugo.